Unit 7. Track 25.
Elena, what do you think about all these people who say there's no proof that climate change is man-made?
My position is that I don't know if climate change is man-made, and I'm not sure anyone can say for sure. Let me give you an example, an analogy. Imagine you were losing your hair, and I told you that some people had found that if they ate a banana every day, it prevented hair loss. Even though you had no proof it worked, you would probably try eating a banana every day, wouldn't you? Well, it's the same with global warming. We don't know that we're causing it, but some people say we might be with all the fossil fuels we burn. And I, for one, am happy to be a little more careful in how I pollute in case they're right.
Well, I don't accept that. I used to believe in climate change, but the last few winters here in the U.S. have been much colder than normal. To be honest with you, I'd believe it more if I wasn't getting up in the morning and scraping ice off the inside of my windows rather than the outside.
Yeah, but that's not the point, Anne, is it? You know, regional temperatures may be lower, but average global temperatures keep on rising.
Well, look, there's no doubt that the weather's changing, but I don't believe it's a man-made problem. It's just part of a natural weather cycle. Yeah, I know you'll say, oh, that's just your excuse to drive a big car and fly to exotic places for your vacations. But actually, that's not the reason. I don't believe it simply because no scientist has successfully proved it yet.
We're approaching this debate all wrong by saying it's a big environmental problem that we need to address, because it's not just an environmental problem. It's an economic problem, a social problem, even an ethical problem. We all need to do what we can to prevent climate change.